Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, a club with big hearts. People often say that a football club is the beating heart of a community. And in Midlothian in Scotland, the community is in need of help. Even before the pandemic began, child poverty had risen to the highest level in 6 years, and now almost a quarter of children are living below the poverty line. With deprivation on the rise, the football club Heart of Midlothian stepped in, and their community initiative, Big Hearts, has been attracting a lot of attention. On the pitch, Hearts could only dream of beating Barcelona, Juventus and Liverpool. But off the pitch, that's exactly what they've done. By focusing on social responsibility, they've won a top European award, the More Than Football Award.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson, the General Manager of Big Hearts Community Trust.
We help people across our community and we do so in a number of different ways. For example, promoting positive mental health, offering a safe and welcoming environment to help people build meaningful social connections and to create equal opportunities regardless of the challenges that people may face and the background that they come from.
Big Hearts helped 8,000 people during the 2020-21 season, three times more than during the previous year. The key to how they did it? The supporters of the football club all pitched in. Over the course of last season, volunteers made over 2,000 phone calls to older people isolated in their homes, delivered 138,000 meals to homeless people. They made up over 4,000 packs with old photos and a mock-up newspaper to stimulate memories for people with dementia, and delivered over 400 Zoom sessions for fans to talk together during lockdown. A lot of clubs have similar initiatives, but this has been singled out in particular for its scale, and that's thanks to the Hearts fans. Here's Vic Summers. He is one of the volunteers.
I have been involved with Big Hearts for just over 2 years now. There is a number of projects going on simultaneously, but the one I chose to get involved with was the Memories Session. Prior to the pandemic, we would have at least 80 elderly men and women coming together at the ground on a weekly basis to chat about both football and the City of Edinburgh from days gone by. As a volunteer, it was a joy to see how engaged the group was. The pandemic changed that, but that was the opportunity to adapt, and I and others started to phone both season ticket holders and others from the community who had no previous links to the club.
Despite their award-winning success, Craig Wilson isn't stopping.
We'll continue to do more, to work closely with local charity partners, which is something we're really keen on and have always done. And we want to build on our achievements to date. We recognise the important role we have as a community anchor, as a big organisation in our area, and the importance of us being there for people across our community who undoubtedly face a number of significant challenges like us all.
And when you listen to how much this project has achieved, it seems like club-led fan involvement in communities could be the norm rather than the exception. A programme like this would bring fans even closer to their team. And we know that success is built from fans who feel truly engaged with their football club. And now the success of Big Hearts means there's a blueprint for other teams to follow suit. thanks for listening to The Playmaker. In this week's Slow Newscast, Louise Tickle tells a story she's been fighting to publish for a year and 7 days, about a once powerful man, formerly an MP and a Minister of State, who was found by a family court judge to have abused and raped his wife while in office. To listen, just click on the link below. Today's story was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and produced by Gemma Newby.
The Playmaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.